Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today, we're diving into the Pixel tablet as a smart home hub, specifically how to maximize its potential.
Ooh, exciting. I've heard mixed reviews. Some love it, some say it's missing key smart home features. What's the scoop?
Right? Out of the box, the dashboard's a bit basic. It's got that Google Home Favorites button, like a Pixel phone, but where's the real oomph of a Nest Hub Max? The swiping, the room controls, it's just not there.
Totally agree. The button layout, big, clunky, takes up precious screen real estate. User-friendly maybe, but we deserve better.
Exactly. But here's the kicker. It's a Pixel tablet. Leagues ahead of Fire tablets. No sideloading Google Play Store shenanigans. So my initial thought was, install a dedicated smart home app, like SmartThings or Home Assistant, always on, boom, instant dashboard. But no dice.
Bummer. So what's the workaround?
Third-party apps to the rescue, fully kiosk browser, brilliant. Enter your dashboard URL, Home Assistant, for instance, full screen glory. Plus customizable settings, screen off when no one's around, motion activation, walk up, screen on, so slick.
Wait, motion activation? That's game-changing. No more dead screens, I gotta try this. And what about security, like if kids mess with it?
Oh, it gets better. Dashboard sits on top of the lock screen. Kids can't access your Google account. Mwahaha. Tablet stays secure. Dashboard's always there. Want to use the tablet normally? Pop it off the dock, log in, and you're good to go.
That's genius. So it's like having a dedicated smart home display and a fully functional tablet in one? Tell me about the dock and speaker.
Right. The dock charges to 90%. Smart battery management. Speaker's decent. Not Nest Hub Max level, but better than the tablet itself. The whole package? Ultimate smart home dashboard. At $500, it's an investment, but it's a powerhouse of functionality. And fast! Way faster than those Fire tablets.
But is it worth the price tag? Convince me.
Think about it. Standalone tablets get forgotten, uncharged. Smart displays gather dust. This, always on, always accessible, transforms into a tablet when needed. Convenience is king. Plus that motion activation? Chef's kiss. I'm sold, I see, interesting. Got it.
Okay, you've convinced me. I'm adding it to my wish list. Where can listeners find that Home Assistant dashboard you mentioned?
Link in the description below. And that's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.